Breaking political news today, a Republican-led House committee has voted to charge Attorney General Eric Holder with contempt of Congress. Lawmakers say Holder has not fully cooperated with its oversight of a gun-running investigation along the U.S.-Mexico border. The vote follows a decision by President Obama to assert executive privilege for the first time in his administration in order to protect the confidentiality of those documents.
Joining us to talk about it, Jake Sherman, congressional reporter for Politico. Hiya, Jake.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. So this was a committee vote. What does it mean and what's next?
What's next is this will go to the full House next week pending some other decision for Eric Holder to release more documents. Republicans are signaling that they're not going to be happy with what Eric Holder releases. He's already said he's not releasing what they want. So this is likely going to go to the full House floor next week for a vote. Now, that doesn't mean that documents are going to be in pouring from the sky. All that means is that it begins the clock on a larger process, which will likely go to court to have these documents released about that program on the Mexico border where guns ended up in the hands of Mexican cartels.
Now, House Speaker John Boehner is pouring fuel on this fire. He says the White House, rather than the Justice Department, was involved in this gun-running operation, despite earlier claims to the contrary. He says the administration was either lying then or is bending the truth now. What about that?
That's right. I mean, they are now saying this is going up to President Obama. President Obama inserted himself by asserting executive privilege. That inserted him into the political dynamic on Capitol Hill, and it's tough to walk that back at this point.
President Obama is using executive privilege for the first time, right?
That's right.
This is not unusual for presidents to do.
No, it's been done about 40 times in the last 20 or so years. I mean, this is something that is a common thing for presidents to do. President George W. Bush did it. Bill Clinton did it. It is Obama's first time, and that's why it's getting so much attention.
You know, it is a supercharged election year. There seem to be so many topics where things are just a battle between right and left. Is this just one of those issues that's going to just be in the din of everything, or does this have the potential of being a really big issue as we go down the road?
It does have the potential to be a big issue just because it seems Republicans are going to make this seem like it's President Obama hiding something, which is not something that the Democrats want. On that token, the Fast and Furious issue is not at the top of people's minds. It's the economy. It's debt, deficits, taxes. That's what people are focused on. That's what Mitt Romney has been focused on. So anything that changes that message could be a problem for Republicans nationwide.
All right, Jake Sherman, congressional reporter for Politico. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
For more news, go to Politico.com.